Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Northwestern Wildcats. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips or show on Instagram at 100th Football, and, of course, our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can listen to each and every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Go over there, leave us a review. Let's talk about Northwestern, man. 2020, great, awesome season. 2020, 7-2, 6-1, the Big Ten. They, you know, we all know they got to the Big Ten championship game as well. And then last year happened. 3-9 overall, 1-8 in the Big Ten. God, what happened? Let's talk about last season, man. And you thought that they were going to be looking good. They weren't. The offense wasn't there. The defense wasn't there. They only scored 14 points in seven of their last eight games. They only scored 14 points. So Pat Fitzgerald, longtime head coach, right? Getting close to 20 years now. He's on year 17, I believe. He's got to figure something out with this team. And I think let's talk about this team. Let's talk about this team before I get into it. Let's talk about the offense, the O-line, everything going on here. Let's talk about the O-line. That's going to be a good positive. We'll start thinking positive first, right? You got four starters coming back. You got good depth here with Peter Skoronski. He's coming back. The running game averaged 144 yards last year. It's got to do a little bit more than that. They did good last year against Ohio and Indiana State, but they got to get a little bit better. Of course, Evan Hall, Andrew Clare, they're coming back. They're going to be more experienced. That helps. The running back, or excuse me, the quarterback. Let's talk about the quarterback, most important man on offense. They couldn't really figure it out. And now you got two options here they're trying to pick from. Because, I mean, we all know Hunter Johnson ended up going back to Clemson. And Andrew Marty, he's done. He's done for. But you do have former star from South Carolina, Ryan Helinski, who we've talked about here on the show a few times before. And also redshirt freshman, Brendan Sullivan, battling it out throughout the fall camps, getting ready to see who's going to be QB1 for this Northwestern team. Wide receiver number two, Malik Washington, last year caught 44 passes, 578, and two touchdowns. You need a little bit more production from that. Like I said, they also need just more downfield playmakers as well. Hall is going to make a slew of catches out of the backfield, I think, with Evan Hall. So I think that's going to help out. And when they're – I think this team is interesting, right? When Northwestern's winning, the offense is not good. And the defense, right? The defense is usually what this team's made up of. Last year, man, 2020, they did really good. And last year, they averaged about 6.1 yards a play. That ain't going to cut it. I don't care who you play for. I don't care what division you're in, what conference. You ain't going to win many games if you average that many yards a play. You didn't get any pressure on the quarterback. Second worst in the Big Ten overall. And I don't even want to speak against the run last year. It wasn't there. Worse than the conference. So, you might need a little bit of time to get things spruced up again. You've got Bryce Gallagher, middle of the linebacking core. He's solid. But you're losing Chris Bergeon, who tackled 141 times. He's gone. He's out. He's gone from the outside. And I think, you know, like I said, Pat Fitzgerald had a good job of having linebackers throughout the system. But I think there's going to be a little bit of just some downtime, right? We'll say that. Defensive front also growing through the motions right now. You have Adebore. I mean, hey, I'm trying my best here. He's a good vet. He's going to get to the pass rusher. The tackles are coming from the transfer portal, though. You waved the white flag. The transfers are coming in. You got Tyshawn Holmes from UMass, Ryan Johnson from Stanford, and Hendrick Bart from Indiana State. They're all coming over, and you're expecting a lot from these guys early on in their first season here. Or else, if not, I don't think it's going to be pretty. The secondary, you lost Brandon Joseph. Northwestern only came up 6 picks last year, and none of those guys who got the picks are coming back. Joseph had 2 last year. So he went off to – we don't know Brandon Joseph. He went to Notre Dame, right? He went to the Fighting Irish. But you do have 3 starters who could be back, like Coco Azima, great name, and also Cameron Mitchell and A.J. Hampton in the backfield. So this team is certainly a football team. There's a lot of negatives, and there's a few positives you can look at with this team. Some key factors, though, in 22, in order for them to be successful, you got to get the passing game going. You really do. And the offense, it was just not explosive last year. It was just mundane. You got to get things rocking this year. To cut down on turnovers, right? Last year's offense, 14 picks, 13 touchdown passes. Ankle cutting. And you just got to do better. Defense. You run defense. That's mostly it. You just got to not allow them to just run you over pretty much. I mean, I don't know how much more plain I can put it. And some guys to look out for, I think. You got Tyshawn Holmes, the key transfer, right? I think he could be a good factor in helping out. And also, I think that Ryan Johnson, the transfer, they're also going to have to help out. So, looking at this team, let's talk about the schedule. Up first, you've got Nebraska up first, August 27th. You've got Duke, Southern Illinois, Miami, Ohio, Penn State on October 1st, the Badgers of Wisconsin on October the 8th, Maryland Terrapins October 22nd, Iowa Hawkeyes October 29th, the Ohio State Buckeyes November the 5th, Minnesota, Purdue, and last games against Illinois November 26th. Do I think this team can get to the Big Ten Championship? Not quite yet. Not this year, no. Do I think this team is going to be better than the 3-9 record they put out last year? For all my Northwestern fans out there, you're going to like this one. Yes. I think they're going to slightly improve their record. I'm expecting better from Northwestern. I'm expecting better offense, better defense, better special teams, everything. And like I said, you got an experienced head coach. He's been through a lot with this program, just in his coaching career as well. So I think that it's going to be a better team. I expect maybe 5 wins, nothing too crazy. But I do expect a better season from Northwestern in 22.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Please, I want to hear your comments. What do you think? How will this team do? Well, to give their record, what will their record be? Put it in our comments on Facebook or YouTube, or if you want to, hey, even put it in the comments on our podcast as well, Spotify podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Go over there, check us out. And also, if you have a team that we haven't covered yet, you can all check out all the teams we've covered on YouTube. We have playlists for the NFL. We've all covered all of them, but we are doing as many college teams as we can before the season kicks off. So if we haven't done your team, put it in the comments, and we will get to it as soon as we can. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs, talking about the Northwestern Wildcats 2022 team preview. Have a great day, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.